My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to figure out what happened in your life on this day in the past. Revisiting the specific past is a great opportunity to recall memories and reflect on your life. Longtime listeners know that I have been tracking my time for a great many years now. I will be celebrating 9 years of continuous time tracking this April. Yes, that means that if you want to know what I was doing at 10:30 a.m. on February 16th, 2017, I could in fact tell you. Now, I don't normally go hunting back for random memories from random times. But for the past 2 years, I have been doing something else to reflect on specific days. I finish my weekly time log on Monday mornings. And since I name my logs after the Monday, like February 5, February 12, February 19, this means that the time log from 6 years ago has the same name. February 5th was a Monday in 2024 and 2018, though the leap year will change that match. Anyway, on Mondays, I have been opening the log with the same name from several years prior. I look at exactly what I was doing on those dates 6 years before. Usually, given all the detail I see from tracking my time in half-hour blocks, I can remember that week. I reflect on what life was like then, and these memories from daily existence. Oh yes, that was the week when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And several of my kids got the stomach flu. Life has both good and bad, often wrapped up in the exact same block of time. Now, I know that my time tracking obsession is perhaps rare, but lots of us have some way of checking life in the past. Think about what you could do regularly to remember what life was like on this day in prior years. One obvious way is to look at old photos. If most of your photos are on your phone, and I am guessing that is the case for many of us these days, then they are probably tagged with the date. Likely your phone offers you up an on this date option sometimes. Open it. See what you were doing. If something was worth taking a picture of in the past, it might be interesting to see. And even if your phone isn't creating such a slideshow for you, you can do this on your own. Just go back to months or years and scroll back and choose this month from a prior year. Zoom in to see this time. What were you doing 2 years ago this week? If nothing else, it is fun to see pictures of kids when they were littler or you and your spouse when you were younger. You might have other options. If you have kept any sort of journal, you can go back and look around at today's date. You might build this into some sort of weekly ritual. What were you writing about 3 years ago or 5 years ago? Maybe something that was a big problem then isn't now. That's good to know and celebrate. You can even look at old calendars. Go back through your electronic calendar if you can and see who you were meeting with on various dates. Or go through your paper calendars and see what was scheduled. I have wound up remembering events and conversations that I might have forgotten. And if none of this is readily available, Well, commit to leaving some breadcrumbs for future you to follow. Lots of places sell 5-year journals that allow you to just write a sentence or two about a date. When that date comes around again next year, if you are still using the journal, you will see what you wrote about the previous year. And when the date comes around again, you will see what you were doing the previous 2 years. Keeping this really doesn't need to take much time. I'm sure it's less than sending that marginal extra email, but it can be a big boost for your happiness. I find that acknowledging the past and taking more active control of our memories can be helpful in life. What I like about my time log is that it shows everything. I might have remembered a week in February where multiple kids had the stomach flu as being, well, not much fun. And parts certainly weren't. But I also did cool stuff like spend a few hours in the library working on a book. And, of course, watching the Eagles win the Super Bowl. I know my stories cannot be all good or all bad. And that richness makes memory a lot more rewarding. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.